insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا
Look how they strike for you comparisons, but they have strayed, so they cannot find a way.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been with us, we were discussing the ninth verse of the chapter, which starts with a preamble talking about the bounties awaiting the apostle. انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا. Behold, how they strike similitudes for you, but they have gone astray. فلا يستطيعون سبيلا. So they shall not be able to find a way. They shall not be able to find a way to the truth, to the right path. This verse was in response to the arguments and those seeking pretexts of the pagans against the Holy Prophet. The pretext mentioned in the previous verses were about the messenger eating food, walking in the markets, and not having an angel accompanying him to be a warner with him. And then at the end, not having a treasure bestowed on him and not any kind of garden to eat of it. So at the end, they claimed that you are following a bewitched man. إِنْتَ تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا You follow none other than a man bewitched. In this verse, when it says, أُنْظُرْ كَيْفَ ضَرَبُوا لَكَ الْأَمْثَالِ means at first it says, behold, أُنْظُرْ. So you have to pay close attention to the pretext seeking of the pagans, of the enemies. And you have to explain them to your people. Because your people need to know that wrong similitudes will cause deviation in your community, in your people. And somehow this verse is trying to tell us that letting go of the wisdom, letting go of logic, letting go of the real character of the Prophet, his miracle, and letting go of these things and going for treasures, going for wealth, and going for status, this is what we call misleading. فَضَلُّ, the verse says.
الله تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Another matter that we must pay attention regarding this verse is that the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, they used to accuse him of being sorcerer and sometimes being bewitched, though some of the commentators say that being bewitched perhaps means being sorcerer. Because in the Arabic language, sometimes past participle is used as subject. But apparently these two words are different. If they called him sorcerer, it was because his words somehow extraordinarily influenced the hearts of the people. They did not want to accept this fact. But they could see in the society that everybody is listening to him. Therefore, they resorted to the accusation of being sorcerer. Being bewitched means to be mentally and intellectually influenced by the sorcerers and to have distorted senses. This accusation somehow originated from this fact that he broke the tradition. He somehow swam against the stream. He had different ideas, different thoughts, and his ideology was completely different and against the personal interests of the society. There were some superstitious habits and customs in the society prevailing, but his ideology was completely against them. And we tried to answer to all of these accusations in the previous programs. And we are done with this verse. In the next verse, similar to the previous one, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is addressed, and the verse somehow says, with the intention of scorning their words, that for you as my prophet, there will be gardens beneath which rivers flow, and they don't have the eyes, they don't have the hearts to realize this fact. We'll talk about the 10th verse completely and sufficiently, God willing, in the next program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.